For a few years, I kind of like started to look into research into the memory of water and its emotional responsiveness or responsiveness to emotions. And that led me to this kind of like speculation around the idea of our waters, the waters of our bodies, kind of using us as a vessel for stories and a pathway for information. And that's, I kind of like started to understand a bit further how, for me, water on a metaphorical level, as well as on a political level, was choreographing our relationship to one another. So kind of like information, water in certain places, like as kind of hold on to, and what is kind of passed on to us just by like ingesting water, or it, you know, like just urinating, or this idea of like we sweat like informations and stories are also shared. And it is really amazing kind of research that were conducted by this Japanese researcher called Emaru Emoto. And he exposed like some buckets of water to different images of different feelings by like screaming or like, and he realized that the molecular structure of water was reacting to differently to different emotions. So there was this kind of thinking around this, yeah, like breaking down this Western hierarchy of this idea that nature is not a stinking agent almost, and really like trying to acknowledge the agency of an element such as water, and really like how affect could also affect it.